I walked inside and waved at all the old men, then made a quick turn to head to the bathroom first before ordering. I'd just finished up and was walking out of the bathroom when I ran face first into a hard, muscular body. "Oomph," I grumbled as I was almost forced right back into the bathroom. The door kept me from doing that, though, and the hands belonging to the muscular body shot out and caught me up before I could ping-pong between the two hard surfaces.
"Walk of shame?"
a deep, husky voice asked. I shivered as my gaze lifted to see the man from the bar. I allowed my eyes to study what I could. The man was holding onto my hips, after all. Bending over sideways, I checked out his jeans and boots, then looked back at him. "Me, walk of shame? No, I stayed with my sister last night and didn't have a change of clothes. What about you? You're still in the same thing, too." His lips turned up at the corner.
"Work."
"Work," I breathed, unable to stop myself from pressing my hands against his chest and feeling the muscular bulges there. Damn, the man was in shape. Logically, I'd known that from seeing him at the bar, but seeing and feeling were two completely different things.
"Gentlemen," Eleonora called, "what seems to be the problem here?"
"Is this your car?"
John asked her. "No, this is my client's car," she said. "What's going on?" As quickly as possible, we gave her the bare minimum that her hatch had been open and it was investigated. She'd find out eventually, and when she did, she wouldn't be nearly as cooperative. "Whose car is this?" I asked, expecting it to be Shasha's. It, of course, wasn't.
"It's mine,"
she said in a quiet voice.
"And what's your name, ma'am?"
John asked carefully, trying to appear to be nice. He wasn't. We were partnered together for a reason. No one else could stand working with us. But since we were good at our jobs, they didn't want to let us go because of our personalities. However, that was the best thing they'd ever done because the two of us had bonded. Both of us fresh out of hell, i.e., Iraq, and neither one of us too certain on the civilian world now. We'd bonded, albeit slowly, and now I couldn't imagine my life without the grumpy bastard at my side. But nice was something we'd never been accused of being, and John was usually the one that pretended because he was better at it than I was.
"Nastya Semyonov,"
she answered, not falling for his fake nice act. My stomach sank. Of course, she would be the sister of a criminal mastermind.